One of the problems when you are a star-driven league, your success is directly tied to the behavior of a handful of people. People like to blame Colin Kaepernick for the NFL's declining ratings in 2016, and make no mistake about it, Colin Kaepernick definitely led the charge. But ratings across the NFL dropped because players from almost every team in the league, it seemed like, were kneeling for the national anthem. Colin Kaepernick was the face of the movement, but had he been the only player kneeling, I highly doubt NFL ratings would have suffered across the board. In the NFL, fans follow teams, not players. Thousands of New England Patriots fans, they didn't suddenly change jerseys when Tom Brady left for Tampa. It's the same thing in Major League Baseball. In the prime of his career, after winning multiple World Series in New York, if Derek Jeter was traded to the Red Sox or left for Boston in free agency, you think fans in the Bronx are cheering for him? No. It's different in the NBA. Now sure, diehard fans like me follow their team, but for the most part, the casual NBA fan follows players. As a business, that is not what you want. The vast majority of regular season games are broadcast regionally. If Herbert in Racine, Wisconsin gets his jollies watching LeBron James, he doesn't have access to 60, 70, 80% of his games. Unless, of course, he's willing to pay monthly for an app like Bally Sports. But most casual NBA fans are not willing to do that. If the college football regular season was beating the NFL in the ratings, we would be hearing about it nonstop every Monday morning from the media. On average, college football doesn't even come close to matching NFL ratings. Now sure, a big game here and there will pop a big number. Michigan-Ohio State a couple of weeks ago drew over 16 million viewers. But most college football games drawing between 3, 4, 5 million. Florida State, for example, the Friday after Thanksgiving drew nearly 7 million. It was the most watched game after the holiday in over 10 years. That's the way it should be. Professional sports should always command a larger audience than the minor leagues. Same thing in baseball. College baseball ratings aren't close to Major League Baseball, and Major League Baseball can't draw flies to a freshly dropped Sue Bird turd. If college baseball were topping Major League ratings, it would be a major story. So, how come we hear nothing from the media when college basketball is beating the NBA in the ratings, and in some cases, college basketball is dominating the NBA? Opening week of the NBA season, the mainstream media was churning out the articles for NBA ratings. Opening week ratings are the highest in 5 years. The NBA is on a roll. I wish that were the case. First night of the season, the league averaged over 3 million on TNT. When we talked about this here on the channel back in October, I questioned whether the NBA could maintain this momentum going forward. We now have our answer. No, they couldn't. Ratings over the last couple of weeks, there's just no other way to say it. Ratings over the last couple of weeks in the NBA have been absolutely god-awful. Couple of weeks ago, the NBA doubleheader on TNT faced off against the Champions Classic on ESPN. Now, the Champions Classic is another one of those meaningless college basketball tournaments played at the beginning of the season that will mean nothing come March. The four teams involved in the doubleheader that night on ESPN were Kentucky, Michigan State, along with Duke and Kansas. Four of the biggest programs in the country, but they shouldn't be able to dominate the NBA, right? The doubleheader on ESPN averaged 1.8 million viewers, with Kentucky drawing over 2 million. Now, most people could not name one player on any of those four teams, but that's okay, because just like the NFL and Major League Baseball, college basketball fans follow teams, not players. Now, contrast that with the NBA, the TNT doubleheader, Pelicans, Grizzlies, Nets, Kings. Now, outside of the Kings, those other three teams have superstar players. The Nets have Kevin Durant. Kyrie was suspended at the time for violating the NBA's hate speech policy. In the NBA, hate speech is defined as anything the wanker spankers on Twitter are offended by. In other words, everything. The Nets play in the biggest media market in the country. Grizzlies have Ja Morant. My Pelicans have Zion Williamson. The NBA doubleheader on TNT that night averaged less than a million viewers. The NBA audience was 50% less than college basketball. When the Nets played the Sixers in Philadelphia, Ben Simmons' big return to Philly, first of all, how many of you even knew about that? Part of the problem, I think, in the NBA today is marketing. We'll get into that more in just a second. Ben Simmons' big return to Philly, 1.4 million. Many NBA games broadcast on ESPN over the last month or so, down double digits compared to last season. Warriors-Knicks played on ESPN a couple of Fridays ago. The Warriors, the NBA's biggest draw, the team I once thought could save this league from all the damage inflicted by LeBron James. Warriors-Knicks, 1.4 million. 48 hours later, Kentucky-Gonzaga drew 1.4 million. But there's a caveat there. Kentucky-Gonzaga, they were going head-to-head with the NFL. ESPN broadcast that game on a Sunday. What was the NBA competing with on Friday night? Some movie on the Hallmark Channel and something called Gold Rush on the Discovery Channel, both of which drew a larger audience than the NBA. Now, to be fair, not all college basketball games are outdrawing the NBA, but it's happening with enough consistency that it should be alarming. Basketball is the only sport where college athletes are outdrawing the pros. And don't even get me started with the comparison between women's college basketball and the dump. Back in June, when we were going into the NBA Finals, The Athletic published an article praising the NBA for its ratings dominance throughout the playoffs. The NBA is rolling. Most watched postseason in years. Things are really looking up for this league. After the Warriors won the NBA Finals, it was nothing but praise in the media for the NBA. ESPN issued a press release boasting about ratings for the Finals. Forbes, Sports Business Journal, the LA Times, all bragging about the NBA's big comeback. Fast forward 6 months later, there were several college football games drawing a larger audience than the NBA Finals. NBA Finals averaged 12.4 million viewers. Georgia-Tennessee, over 13 million. I mentioned Michigan-Ohio State a second ago. I think that number was, 16 million viewers? These were regular season games in college football. Regular season games in college football should not be beating the NBA Finals. The mainstream media seems to be oblivious to the fact that the NBA continues to struggle. They're either oblivious or completely ignoring the problem, possibly a combination of both. Perhaps the media grew tired of constantly having to come up with excuses as to why NBA ratings are shit, not even close to what they were just 3 to 5 years ago. Adam Silver, he definitely recognizes the problem. He moved the TNT doubleheader from Thursday to Tuesday night so they wouldn't have to compete directly with the NFL. NBA also bumped up the start times half an hour for nationally televised games, hoping people wouldn't fall asleep. But neither of those concessions seem to be solving the problem, because the problem has nothing to do with what time games are starting. Moving games up 30 minutes, that is not convincing the casual fan to tune in. Moving from Thursday to Tuesday hadn't done a damn thing to increase ratings. There are two major problems in the NBA right now, two problems the league refuses to address: promotion and perception. What is your perception of the NBA? Right now, if someone were to mention the NBA, how do you perceive the league? For most of you, the first word that comes to mind is woke. When the NFL was hit with the same problem in 2016, NFL owners in the league front office, they did everything they could to eliminate the problem. Hell, they blackballed Colin Kaepernick from the league. Jerry Jones was front and center, saying no one should be kneeling for the national anthem. Superstar players like Drew Brees doing the same thing. In the last 2 years, what has the NBA done to change the perception of the league? Nothing. If anything, they continue doubling down on the bullshit. Every time Steve Kerr opens his mouth, a woke demon gets his pitchfork, or Joy Reid gets a new wig. If the league isn't alienating a sizable portion of the audience on race, they're doing it with political issues like abortion or gun control, voting rights. The NBA completely shut down on Election Day a few weeks ago. What the hell does a midterm election have to do with basketball? I didn't see NFL stadiums being turned into voting centers, only in the NBA. We wanted to encourage people to get out and vote. Yeah. You wanted to encourage people to get out and vote your way. Now let's get to promotion, because this is where I think the league is really fucking up. What two NBA teams are promoted more than the rest of the league combined? The Lakers and the Warriors. Now, for the longest time, I could understand promoting the Warriors, but they've dipped their wang in the woke tang too. If Steve Kerr isn't having an emotional meltdown on gun control, Klay Thompson's embracing his inner beta male, lecturing fans on their behavior at games. If Steph Curry's not giving an interview to something like the Rolling Stone on mythical racism, Draymond Green is pushing the importance of a new media. The Golden State Warriors have become a traveling woke PSA, touring major cities across the country. And don't even get me started with the Lakers. LeBron James isn't even a draw in his home market of Los Angeles. Yet for some reason, the Lakers have 33 nationally televised games this season. 33! Why? Why? Not only does this team absolutely suck, they have a star that half the fan base doesn't want to watch. While young stars you can build the future of the league around in New Orleans and Memphis are given 18 and 26 national games respectively. There seems to be this reluctance in the NBA to get behind Zion Williamson and Ja Morant. This is a rivalry in the Western Conference that could potentially carry the league for the next 5 or 10 years. But when you see promotions, commercials for the NBA, it's always centered around LeBron James and Steph Curry, two aging players who push politics over basketball. But KC, the Pelicans and Grizzlies aren't drawing when they're on national TV. Yeah, I know, because casual fans don't know shit about them. It's up to the league to market the stars. The NBA needs to be looking towards the future now. LeBron James is old. Steph Curry, old. Who's going to replace him? The potential's there. And I understand Zion Williamson has went through injuries. I can kind of understand the reluctance to build the league around an injury-prone player. He needs to prove himself. I get it. But the NBA desperately needs Zion Williamson to prove himself, because there is not another superstar on the horizon with the drawing power to carry the league through the next decade. But go ahead and give me your thoughts. College basketball, beating the NBA in the ratings, sometimes beating them handily. Give me your solution. What does the NBA need to do to increase their drawing power? Improve the regular season? Market younger stars? I don't know. You tell me. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.